There's anybody out there yet?
This is Jennifer Dye with the American Colleges of Karate.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Kathy Marler. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Are we the only ones so far, at least speaking?
I guess so.
Somebody else just snuck on. There we go. Who joined us?
Hey, this is Mike. How you doing?
Hey, which Mike is this?
Mike Brooks.
Mike Brooks, Kathy Marler, how are you?
Hey, Kathy, how are you?
Good. I sent you an email, but I think I got blocked by your spam blocker.
Uh-oh, are you spam?
Well, when I send from you, Bill, I might be. Thank you.
When did you send me an email?
Well, I sent you an email to thank you for the networking we did at the California leading seminar and all that good stuff, and protecting me on the subway, you know.
Oh, well, you know. Anything I could do. Actually, you protected me on the subway.
Well, I did. Sounds like there's a lot of people joining us today. I'm sitting in as Joanne today.
Cool.
That should be good.
Hello.
Hi, is that Allie?
This is Allie. It's Kathy.
Yes, it is.
How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm doing very good. I cut it kind of close today.
Oh, you still have 60 seconds left on my clock.
Oh, there you go. Okay, that's great. So how you doing?
I'm doing good. We've got quite a few people, I think, already that have snuck in.
Okay, great. Well,
so
I guess
I'll be quiet and let you talk to them.
But that's okay. Let me, when you're ready, we'll just get started, and then I'll introduce myself. I guess, am I on lecture mode? Are you going to do that?
I can certainly put you in lecture mode when we get started.
Okay, and you'll tell everybody the whole thing.
Right.
Okay, great. Joanne, is she okay?
Well, she's just getting some stuff, you know, some test runs, so she should be.
Good,
just checking
right.
her out.
Okay, great. I was worried. I forgot to ask.
Yeah, you should be good. Sounds like we still have a few more people buzzing in, so.
Okay.
We'll give it, like, maybe 10 more seconds.
Okay, that'll be perfect. No problem. I'm
All
ready
right.
to go. You know I can talk forever.
I know.
I've been talking.
Fabulous.
Hi, how you doing? This is Chuck Crone.
Hey, Chuck, how are you?
Allie.
Hi.
How you been? I haven't talked to you in so long.
Yeah, well, I was out of the picture for a little while, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm really busy.
That's good to hear. I'm glad to hear it. Let's definitely stay in touch. We should talk probably when I get back. I have a lot of really cool things I wanted to share with you.
Okay, sounds good.
Great. Who else is on that I know? Anybody else?
Now they're all not talking.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Allie, it's Brent Creasy up at United Martial Arts Academies.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
I'm doing awesome.
Very good. That's great to hear. Fantastic.
Well, I think we're...
You want to get started, Kathy?
Yes, please. Let's go ahead and get started. And in case anybody's new, what we'll go ahead and do is, in just a moment, I'll put the teleconference in lecture mode. That way we won't be able to hear any outside noise, but you won't be able to ask any questions until closer to the end.
Well, actually, I'll have a few times throughout that I'll just say, do we have any questions, and maybe you could take me off of lecture mode at that point.
Okay, we could do that, or you know what, maybe let's do this. What if we, you guys, if you think you're going to have any background noise, why don't you can star six yourself, and that'll mute out your phone so you can go about doing other things.
Yeah,
and,
well, we still go, let's definitely still go into lecture mode because sometimes
all right.
they ignore that thing, and then we'll hear a lot of people talking.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll go ahead, and if you're ready, I'll put you in lecture mode.
I'm ready to go.
All right. Here we are.
Okay. So, hey, everybody. I hope you guys are all doing well today. I know that amongst all this devastation that's going on in our country right now, it's kind of hard to stay positive and happy, but I urge everyone to, you know, amongst all the craziness and, you know, it might seem even selfish to stay positive and happy, I just urge everybody to, you know, try to stay focused and stay positive and do whatever you can to help. At the end of this, we're going to talk about how Member Solutions is helping and putting together an effort to do some relief for the hurricane and the people and all our martial art friends that have been affected. So we'll have Kathy do that at the end. And I just wanted to make sure that, you know, we, you know, have our prayers out there for everybody, what's going on. Now, right now I'm in Ottawa, Canada at the Ottawa Academy of Martial Arts, and this is one of Henzo Gracie's representatives, and I'm honored to be here with the owners, and I'm here with Pat and Chris and their staff, and we're currently doing an instructor training program for staff members. And we're covering things from classroom motivation to pattern interrupts, and it's quite amazing. If you've never been to Canada, you guys should definitely go there. It's beautiful. The people are great, friendly. It's just an unbelievable place, so I urge you guys to get involved. And before I get started on our topic, which is maximizing your potential for the fall schedule, I wanted to go over something that I love to do when I go to a new school. Now, this is the first time I've walked into this martial art academy, so I kind of formulate a review in my head of how I see the school, and I try to think as a consumer, as a person who would have walked into school for the very first time with no martial art experience, and then I kind of do a review. I kind of assess the school based on my opinion of what I've seen in martial arts schools over the years, and I have five categories that I normally look in. The first one is the overall flow of the school, from the reception area to the locker rooms. So number one, if you guys could write this down, you guys could maybe do a little evaluation of your own schools at the same time. So number one is the overall flow of the school from the reception area all the way to the bathroom. The second one is the overall safety of the school. And the third one, so number two is the overall safety of the school. The third one is the smell of the school and how the school is kept. As silly as this may sound, this is just so, so important. Number four, the professionalism of the decorations and the wall hangings and so on. And number five is the overall comfort level of the school. Let me go over those real quickly again. Number one, the overall flow of the school, the reception area to the locker room. Number two, the overall safety of the school. The number three is the smell of the school and how the school is kept. Number four, the professionalism of the wall hangings, the decorations, and how the school is laid out. And number five, the overall comfort level. Number five is the overall comfort level. Now, if I were to rate the school on a 1 to 10, 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, that's how I'm going to categorize it. So let me give you an idea of how I rated the school that I'm in now, and it's all positive stuff. So number one, the flow of the school is just unbelievably – it's excellent. The reception area is right at the entrance of the school. It's clean, sleek, professional. It's not overrun with merchandise. It's not cluttered. It doesn't give me the feeling of chaotic, hectic kind of mentality. So as when I came in, it's nice and smooth, a little bit of a display area, really, really nice, and very, very just overall smooth and clean. Number two, so I would give them a scale. On a scale of 1 to 10, I give them a 10 on that. Number two, the school is fully matted, so as far as safety goes, there's no question about people falling and getting hurt. I wrote, again, that it's very clean. When I say clean, I meant that it's safety-wise and safety-minded. It has no jagged edges. There's no broken material. All the gear is up to date. Everything is clean and new and safe. And that's very, very important. I walk into schools many, many times, and I see old kick pads, pads with holes in them, areas where you could trip on the carpet, nails from that are hanging out of walls, possibly where molding has been removed and not replaced, things of that nature where I always run my hand over counters to see how sharp it is. And I think it's important that we all understand that it's through the eyes of a parent we have to know what would happen. The third category, I give the school a 10 in that category as well. Again, on the third category, the smell of the school and how the school is kept, this is so important. This school is really beautiful. From my first step into the bathroom, it's spotless. It looks. Is it a professional cleaning company, or you guys do it all on your own? Yeah, they have a professional cleaning company. You could eat off the floors in the bathrooms. The showers are impeccably clean. The toilet bowl, everything, the walls, the mirrors, spotless. I mean, I look at this not as a prima donna, because this is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu school where we have some hardcore martial artists that train really, you know, sweat all over each other. You know, we're doing some mixed martial art training here. And, you know, it's not like the guys that train in this school would really care so much, but I know as a parent and as a professional, to me, that's my impression of how the school is run. If the school is run down and it's dirty and it's not maintained, I would think that I would feel that I'd fall into the mix of not being maintained and not being a big, important part of the school. So, and especially if I had a child, I would look right away to see if there's any safety issues, if it's a mess and so on. So, again, I give the school a 10. And I think that if I were going to enroll my child, I would, just based on the look of the school, I would do that. Number four, the wall hangings and the decoration. Again, this is really, really important, because I'll go into schools where there's, you know, handmade flyers, things written by hand on the wall, taped to the wall. Everything in this school was done well. All the pictures were wall-mounted and framed on foam core or on a framed wooded background. Everything was professional, all the banners, all the pictures, clean, sleek, and organized. again, my overall perception would be a 10 on that too, because I want to see that I'm in a school that takes pride in what it is. If it looks run down, I'm going to be fearful of whether the school's going to go out of business or maybe not be around for too long. I'd be hesitant to sign my child up on a two-year agreement or a one-year agreement if the school doesn't look like it has the ability to stay in business. So again, I gave the school a 10 on that. The last and final thing is the overall comfort level. And this is important because the comfort level is the ambiance feeling that I get when I walk into a school. Am I going to feel like I'm in the dungeon dojo in the basement? You know, am I going to feel that it's a good, safe environment? Am I going to feel comfortable that I could sit down and feel good about it? And again, I gave the school a 10 because, remember, many times the organization of the school, the way things are laid out, the way the hand mitts, the focus pads, the kick pads are set up on the floor, if they're just thrown in a pile somewhere, it gives me the feeling of chaos. And I don't want to be around chaos. I want to be around organization. I want to know that everything is clean and sleek. The way you lay things out, just the way things are put on the floor, just the way things are piled up means a lot. Understand that you only have one time to make a first impression. So the first impression is everything. When you're trying to sell someone a $1,500 or a $2,000 contract on a membership, people see things, and those little things that they see become a part of their decision-making process. So, for instance, if someone is trying to ask me to sign up for the Black Belt Club for a $2,500 agreement or a $1,000 agreement, I'm going to look around, and if the desk is filled with mess and my sign-up area is a total mess, I might get a little uneasy feeling about it, and I might not even know why. I might be a little nervous to sign a contract if I think that, hey, this school, are they going to lose my paperwork? Are they going to lose my agreement? Is it going to get – my credit card number is going to get thrown in the garbage by accident? All these things mean a huge, huge amount to a potential client or to an existing student. So anyway, at the martial arts school here, the Ottawa Academy of Martial Arts in Canada, I think that they get on the five categories, I give them a 10 out of every category, which is just a great, great thing. So I'm very proud of them here, and I'm excited to be here. And I'm calling you, obviously, from Canada right now doing our consulting call. So now, let's move on to our topic. Now, the topic of the day is maximizing our potential for the fall season. I'm sure there's probably raised a few eyebrows. There's probably some things that I'll go over that are going to be things that we've spoken about before, things that you've heard. But I want to touch on a few topics, and then what I'm going to do is talk about a specific item. There's another five areas that I want to talk about today, and then I'm going to have you guys, if you have any, ask questions. And I urge you to ask questions because every question that's asked is probably a question that someone's afraid to ask. So in other words, if you step up to the plate and ask a question, as silly as you may or insignificant as you think it may be, there's someone out there thinking it, and it's going to help the whole entire group. So the first thing we're going to talk about is our most important facet of the fall season and of any month and any time of the year is new student enrollment. Now, as you know, in every one of my conference calls, I pound home referrals. I'm just going to say to you, if you haven't heard the story, go on one of the old conference calls and listen about how I do referrals because they still remain to be one of the biggest sources of new students in my school. So the referral system is definitely going to be one of your biggest things. The second thing that we're doing right now is for the back to school, we're doing a student appreciation buddy day. I talked about this a little bit on our last conference call, and I have a pass being designed. It's a little bit delayed, but right now what we're going to do is have an overall week of buddy day in our school. We do this every single month. We have 1 week of buddy day, but this one we're going to really market and push. Every month, generally, the third week of the month is buddy day in our school. Anybody and everybody could bring in a buddy to our school, and it doesn't matter what class they attend. For instance, if they're a black belt child, they could bring one of their buddies who's never done martial arts before into the black belt class. We assign that person, that black belt, as the teacher for his friend. He's basically their pal for the day, and he's going to assist them. At the same time, it works twofold. One, it's going to help them build their ego and give them some self-confidence because they're going to show their friends how cool they are and how good they are. But at the second time, it's going to introduce a potential new student to our membership. This is how we're supporting it. We made up a flyer, regular 8.5x11 flyer, that we're handing out to all our database and giving it to every one of our students. The second thing we made was a 3x5 postcard that's two-sided. It's full color. On the front, it basically says, come experience our buddy day. And then it has a section for the dates. So it says you can actually be on the, you know, come in and you could write on there that it's this Tuesday at 12 o'clock. Or whatever class that they're going to attend, they're going to write the time in and hand it to their friend. On the back of the Buddy Day postcard, there's an actual waiver, and it has to be signed by the parents. Because I think one of the biggest mistakes that we make on Buddy Days is to allow a student to come in unattended. For instance, that my student John brings in his best friend Joe. Joe gets permission from his mom, shows up to our class, but they never sign a waiver. They never get permission. And the parent that brings them sometimes will sign a waiver, but they can't legally sign away someone else's. They can't sign and give permission to his child that's not their own. So what we do is we send home this card, and on the back it has a waiver and a questionnaire, and it asks questions about things that we want to know. For instance, if the child loves martial arts, would the parents think about possibly signing them up? They would write yes or no. If they have an email, would they mind being on our email list? Have they ever done martial arts before? And if so, why did they quit? And so on and so forth. It's a basic questionnaire, a little small 3x5 postcard that gives us some general information and a way to market. It also has a section on there where it'll say, do you mind if we send you out specials and information? So and flyers and put you on our mailing list, rather, not just our email list, but our hard email list. So anyway, we have the Buddy Pass, which is a 3x5 postcard, and we use that throughout the year. And then we have a flyer, and we're also making postcards, and we're going to concentrate on marketing this program so that within a week or 2 weeks that we're going to do this, we're going to have a huge amount of people come through the door. Now, it's our job to teach exciting classes, motivate those students, and entice them into coming back for more, maybe by giving them a two-week free pass, or even possibly giving them a month for free or a uniform for free, whatever we could do to get them and tie them into our program a little better. So number one was new student enrollment, Buddy Days, and student appreciation days. Now, Kathy, if we could just open up the phones for questions on that topic, I'd appreciate it. And then everybody and anybody who has a question, just hit that particular topic and ask me, or if you have an idea or if you want to take a spin on it, please do so. So can we come off of the lecture mode?
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Then I think we did.
Okay, does anybody have a question out there on this? Anybody there? Okay, if you don't have a question, I'll just move on, and then we'll go back into lecture mode. But does anybody have any ideas? Is anyone currently doing Buddy Days on a regular basis? Anybody out there that wants to chime in?
Hello, Alec?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? It's Anthony Quattrochi.
Hey, Anthony, how are you?
Good, how you doing? Hey, I got a question on that waiver.
Right.
How do you fit that on the card?
It's very small. It's in small print. You know what's going to be? It'll be available. Once I complete it, I could email it to people if you guys have a request just so you can see it. So they're being printed up this coming week, and then I'll have them available, and I'll be able to send you out an email copy. But, yeah, it's real small. The questionnaire on the back is a section for the parent to sign on the waiver, and the waiver is a general liability waiver because that's important. We tend to let a lot of people come into our dojos on trial classes, and like I said, it's a liability form will hold up in court only to some extent. It's not an end-all to a lawsuit, but it's always good to have. So most of the time, people will feel less inclined to sue if they get injured or something happens if they had signed a waiver. And in my school, when they sign their contract, they sign a waiver. When they sign their second-year contract, they sign it again. When they sign their first trial class, they sign a waiver. So there's many, many waivers that are being signed on a regular basis. So, if anything ever happened and they try to sue the school, there's going to be a little bit of a difficulty when it comes up that they've signed five or six of them in the course of 5 years.
Right, because I've had a bunch of buddies come in and they forget to sign the waivers and I can't have them take class.
Yeah, you can. And
yeah.
You know what? You would almost want to have them come in and do it, but at the same time, be a little bit safety conscious and safety minded, because sometimes a parent will bring a child that's not their own and the child says, well, it's okay with my mom. And sometimes I'll get a letter, handwritten letter by a parent that says it's okay for my daughter Brittany to do class today. And we don't allow that to them to train because there's some specific questions that I want them to be aware of, that there is a chance of physical injury, that this is a martial art, that we are not liable if they do get hurt. We want to make sure that they're fully aware of that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Any other questions out there? That was an excellent question. No? Okay. Kathy, let's get back right into it, into lecture mode. Number two is special events for the fall. Now, I think that one good event that's always worked well for us is a thing that I call a parent show and an open house. So we do this towards the fall, probably October-ish, you know, in that area. And we'll do an open day where we'll have demonstrations throughout the day. Our demo team will perform. We'll have shows and free self-defense seminars. We'll do a women's self-defense seminar. We'll do a stranger danger seminar for children. We'll do fingerprinting and DNA kits that we'll give away for free. It's our goal is to build a buzz around the school, almost if we had a grand opening for a new location. Well, we could do that every year. I also look at this, and I kind of almost cringe at the word recital, but, you know, dance studios across the country do these recitals, and they make a fortune out of them. I don't know why martial artists have not tapped into that mentality, but I think the dance recital is something that, you know, the martial art recital or the martial art show is something that we could look at. I have a friend who owns a few dance studios, and they make thousands of dollars over the course of a week, you know, and I think it's something that we should definitely look into as martial artists. But right now I'm talking about this as a way to showcase your school for your students and get parents on board and get them to see what you do. Because many times parents, what happens is they drop their kids off, and even though they sit in your lobby, they get tied up in what I also call the dance school mentality, where parents just start to chat with each other, and they're never really in the lesson. They don't really get to really experience it because they're not on the floor, so that it doesn't really hold that much value for the children. So I think it's very, very important that we somehow get the students and the parents to see what they're getting. We're actually educating them at these parent shows and these recitals, and we're able to motivate them. And I think that that's so important. So if we do that more often, we could even do that two or three times a year, and we could get, you know, have these kind of shows to open up their eyes, so to speak. So any questions on that? Anybody out there that have questions on that? No? A quiet group today, I think. All righty. That's okay. I could talk forever. You guys know that, so I don't mind. I'm just opening up the floor so that we could, you know, toss ideas back and forth. Okay. Going to number three. Number three, I think right now mostly everyone is in the back-to-school mode. I know my daughter, she's 6 years old. She started school yesterday. Some out west, the school started earlier. I know down in Florida they started a few weeks ago. Right now we're on the back-to-school push. But I want to make sure that there are a few things that I would consider like myths. I mean, we want to motivate parents to bring their kids to our school, and we want to get adults and teenagers to be there as well. So we need to set ahead our campaign or our idea of what we're going to do to actually, you know, promote our school. We want to choose a theme, so to speak. And I don't think that just the whole how to get your kid more focused mentality, or, you know, how to have your child have a better school year mentality is going to work just by itself. I think we have to set out some ideas. And the way to do that, it's very, very important for us to understand that we want to decide on where our school is. You know, whether we're top-heavy in children or top-heavy in adults or, you know, top-heavy in teenagers, we want to look at that and see what direction we want to make our school. If we want it to have a blend of three areas, meaning little kids, teenagers, and adults, then we have to market heavily to those three categories. So when we put out a flyer, a door hanger, a ad in the paper, we can't always go with just a general topic. Well, those work sometimes, but we want to hammer home how the benefits are for kids. In other words, years and years ago before I understood marketing, I would actually advertise. I had a picture of a guy with a samurai sword cutting a orange in half or whatever it was, and I wondered why I was only getting these people who really wanted to learn how to use sword and they had that crazy mentality. I wondered why those were the only people that were showing up to my school. And then I realized, like, all of a sudden I put a few cute little girls in my flyers and, you know, with an instructor showing them how to kick properly, and all of a sudden parents with little girls started to call. The visual perception that people get from a marketing campaign or an idea or a picture is going to be what sells them. So when someone has a child and they want to get their child to give their child something to do, they're going to look for an ad that has a child on it, or else they're not going to look for an ad that has an adult sweating and go, well, does this karate school teach children as well? So if you want to market to children, you should have a specific ad that markets to children. You want to reach teenagers. Now you ask yourself the question, who is the purchasing person within the school? Who is actually buying for the child? So you want to make it appealing to a mom. In other words, by having Yu-Gi-Oh! In the ad or a Ninja Turtle is not going to get the mom's attention. It's going to be the benefits that a parent gets when signing up their child. It's going to be the things that are beneficial to their child. And that's what's going to draw them in, because they're the ones that make the deciding factor to spend money. Just like teenagers. Are teenagers able to afford martial art classes themselves? No. Usually up to 20 years old, children and teenagers these days are relying on their parents to pay for their training in the martial arts, to bring them to the martial arts, to motivate them to stay in the martial arts. So we need to appeal to them. We could appeal to the teen crowd as well, but then they have to go to the parent and ask the parent to sign them up. So we may want to have a crossover ad where it kind of appeals to the teenager and the parent. And then if we want to appeal to adults, we got to look at the adult topics. What are we looking to appeal to adults? Stress relief. We're looking to motivate people to get in better shape. Self-defense, possibly. Overall camaraderie, a feeling of community. All these things are the items that we're trying to look for to motivate people into, training. And I think that this is very, very important. So far, any comments or questions on that stuff?
Allie?
Yes.
I have a question, actually.
Sure.
This is Kathy. What's your favorite hook to put in an ad, for your favorite target market group? What's your favorite offer to put in there?
Well, I run a consistent offer yearly, all year round, when I say yearly. So, like, I have two specials that I run that are very effective to me. I have one, which is a $99 special. That is a two-for-one. In other words, it says $99 special, two-for-one, and they could actually, for $99, it includes the uniform, and they could sign two people up. So if it's one person, it's $99, but if they want to come with a friend, it's $99 for the two of them. That's one special that draws a lot of people to our school. It's our ultimate goal, though, is to get them on the $99 program and upgrade them immediately, either at the trial class and sign them up for a yearly program, or within 2 weeks of them starting the program, we want to upgrade them into one of our yearly programs or a Black Belt Club or Masters Elite program. The next special that I like to run is a buy 3 months, get 1 month free. So whatever my program is, I think it's $566 for 3 months, including uniforms and promotions. They get the fourth month for free. So I do it one of two ways. I actually either just give them the month for free, or I take the month and budget it in and let them pay the three-month price over the course of 4 months, lowering their tuition initially. Again, within the 3 months, I try to upgrade them to one of our yearly programs or Masters Elite programs.
I like it.
Yeah. Anybody else out there? Any questions? So quiet today. I almost feel that no one's on board. Do we have a lot of calls? They're out there, huh?
They are.
Oh, my goodness. They're ninjas. They're very silent. Okay, I'll move forward and be able to go on to my next one, which is category the number four, which is, first of all, let me go back to three. When we do our back-to-school marketing campaign, right now Member Solutions has many great flyers, door hangers, and ads that are being utilized. That are available, to utilize. So you guys should definitely take advantage as Member Solutions clients and go online and download some of these back-to-school specials and these programs. As a matter of fact, as amazing as it may sound, I have a guy in my area who's a friend of mine who is also a Member Solutions client that I referred to and got him involved with Member Solutions. And I had offered an ad to Member Solutions clients and with my daughter in it. So just recently I got this huge amount of emails with people saying, I see your daughter in an ad for another a competing karate school. And everyone was saying, oh, you got to sue the guy and do this. And I'm saying, no, I actually allowed it to happen because my daughter is in the Member Solutions ad, and any Member Solutions client could download it. So my friend right in the next town over from me is actually using my daughter without him even knowing
it in one of the marketing, his marketing campaign, which I find to be flattering and funny at the same time. But anyway, definitely go on the Member Solutions site and take advantage of some of their camera-ready artwork and camera-ready copies. And there's some beautiful things in there and really, really smart ideas for the fall. These are some of the things that I push, though, to motivate my people to come in the door. I do door hangers on a regular basis, which is a very powerful tool. I'm doing a lot of VIP passes, which I have every one of my students getting 5 to 10 VIP passes. And now it is September. Right now you should be thinking about doing a Halloween VIP pass. In my area, we get tons of kids trick-or-treating. We give a VIP pass out to 20 or 30 VIP passes to all the kids and their families, so that when people come trick-or-treating at the door, they get a chunk of candy or whatever you give them, and they get a VIP pass to a free class. So last year, we got rid of about 15,000 VIP passes that way. Now, I'm not going to say that 1,000 people came and joined, but we did get probably like 25 new members off of it. And it probably cost me for 15,000 a few hundred dollars, so we signed up a ton of people off the Halloween VIP pass. So you definitely should take advantage of that. You should also be out there seeing what's going on in your community involving Halloween. There's probably haunted houses, hay rides, pumpkin picking, where huge amounts of people are gathering, fall festivals, fall fairs, pumpkin fairs, whatever it may be. Right now you should be looking through your local Chamber of Commerce, looking on your local papers where they have public service announcements on what's going on, and try to find out where you can go with your staff and your demo teams and demonstrate and have stacks of flyers to hand out to all of these people that are going to be there just walking around. And the one thing that I urge you to do is not get demotivated, though. If you ask them if they'd like a flyer and they say no, don't get frustrated. There's going to be, for every 10 people, there's going to be 3 people that are going to be negative and ignore you or maybe even be nasty. But do not let it demotivate you. Remember, it's about getting your marketing and your name to the masses of people. So right now is your push. You want to be getting all the fall festivals, all the fall events, all the different things, and you want to be able to set up camp and hand out your passes to all those places. So that, and then your focus also should be on maybe some free seminars, get it in the local paper, and then the next thing I want you to do is work on upgrading your students to different programs. You should have multiple tiers to your programs. For instance, your basic program 2 days a week is X amount of dollars. 3 days a week is a little bit more expensive. Unlimited training is more expensive. You should have a black belt club, although I always urge you not to call it, if you're going to start a program, don't call it the black belt club. Call it something else. And then you should have another tier up from your black belt club, which would be the Master's Elite program possibly, or that's what we call it in our school. And, you know, you have multiple tiers where you have things that you could upgrade people, sometimes including gear sales, sometimes including free seminars, sometimes including other people. We just recently, over the last 2 months, had Frank Shamrock come into our school and Dan Severin. They were all part of the Master's Elite package. Whoever is a Master's Elite member in our school gets those seminars for free. The next person we have coming in on November something, I forget the date, is Higgin Machado. And he's coming in from Marco Santos, who's one of my friends who runs a jiu-jitsu school in Manhattan. So there's a lot of really great people that we sell and package into our Master's Elite, so it's easy to upgrade people into these new programs. Okay, I'm going to move on. Number 4, I want to take a long, hard look at my active count at this time of year. I want to see who left for the summer, who's coming back, who quit, you know, totally quit the school. I want to find out, and I want to look at my stats, and I want to see who's training and who exactly is training. Like, in other words, how many little ninjas, 3 to 5-year-olds I have, how many 5 to 8-year-olds I have, how many teenagers I have, how many adults I have. Then I want to break that down even further, and how many, you know, boys and girls, 3 to 5-year-olds. I need to know whether they're boys or girls, teenagers, boys and girls, men and women. I want to know that so I get a pulse on what my school is all about. And this statistic will help me formulate an idea on how I want to market, and also would also show me my strong and weak points in my school. It'll let me know whether I'm teaching to the mass of those people. For instance, if I'm top-loaded with adults, I know that I'm doing well in that category, but I have no children, and I want to have a children's program in my school, I need to look at a few categories. And I need to see if my instructors are meeting the needs of the parents, if my curriculum is doing the same thing, and if I'm going to be able to reach that market. And I'm not doing that, I'm going to have to really look long and hard at what I should do to make my school palatable to those that particular market. So it's very, very important to look at those statistics now. And now we're in our ninth month of the year. I am amazed at how quick this year has gone by. You should be looking at how many members you have signed up, how many people have quit, how many people have upgraded, how many people are continuing, and so on and so forth. So you need to go through all these different statistics to be able to get a good pulse on where you are, because as a business person, you're like the person who is assessing your entire operation. You need to always constantly be going over your statistics, and now is the time to take a long, hard look and an inventory of what you're doing, because we have, September, October, November, and December. We want to close out with a bang. If you have some goals that you haven't set, you need to set them now. You hear that? We have somebody. That's why, Kathy, we have to put it in lecture mode. But we want to make sure that we are definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, looking at our statistics clearly so that we can get an idea of what's going on. Okay? Number five, we're going to talk about instituting the dynamic programs, or at least program options. If you don't have program options in your school, you should definitely take a long, hard look over the next few weeks and see how you can institute them in. Because there are many people who have a program A and a program B, a black belt club and a regular program. What we want to do is we want to have multiple tiers with add-ons. I think that Melody Schumann does this quite well. She's a genius when it comes to team leadership, character development, or character development programs. She demo team programs and so on, and she's totally on track when it comes to upgrades. And what I believe she does, or she may not do it anymore, but she has a new school, was that she'll have these programs that you could buy a la carte. You could buy the Black Belt Club, and it's $595 extra for the year, above and beyond your tuition. You could be in the Demo Team program, and it's $595 a year. If we have these programs available to people, people could, feasibly spend $600 with a snap of a finger if you sell it to them properly. Like, for instance, My Master's Elite program is probably somewhere around $2,500 a year. So that breaks down to maybe about, $200 a month, somewhere around there, $210 a month. And this includes three free seminars, the Master's Elite program is my ultimate tiered program. It includes all of my Black Belt Club, and it also includes three special seminars with world-class people. Like I said before, Frank Shamrock, Dan Severin, Higgin Machado. So people like that are there for these people, and they pay extra for that. So I also have a program which is an instructor training program. I also have a team leadership character development program, which has three tiers. I also have a basic Black Belt program, and I also have other tiers to my programs, which involve whether they want to have promotions included or not included, and so on and so forth. So if you don't have different availability, you're losing out in an entire area for upgrading and an entire area for bringing the growth of your school and the tuition, the monthly check up higher. Sometimes people get caught in the mentality, well, I'm doing really well and I have 50 students. If I have 250 students, I'll be doing great. But sometimes if you have 100 students and you have an ultimate tier program where you can upgrade them, it'll be so easy for you to just say, okay, rather than having 250 students, I could make at $200 a month with 100 students, I could make $20,000 a month. And we're able to skew our financial numbers that way by having this availability. If you wanted to and you had a Black Belt Club and it was $595 extra for the year, all you need to do is sell 10 of those a month and you make yourself an extra $6,000. So there's a lot of things that we could do and we could talk about, but these general topics are really, really important, the five general topics. So I'm going to open up the floor for questions, and I'm going to have to get some questions right now because I want to kind of work off your questions, because I usually like to take the last 15 minutes or so to open it up where I could just get some general ideas on what people are doing, what's going on in their school, the pulse of their school, and anything that people could chime in on. So is anybody out there that'd like to make a comment on anything?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Juan Benavides out of Austin, Texas.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing outstanding. Thank you, sir.
Great.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
just like you said, that you have a basic program, Battle Club, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I have an introductory program.
Great.
A basic program and a leadership program.
Perfect.
Now, the basic program, the way I've done it, is designed for people who cannot afford the leadership program.
Okay.
They want to continue coming.
Okay.
They come twice per week.
Great.
The only problem is no one wants to do it. They either do leadership or they don't.
Okay.
Now, they come twice per week, and they learn the basics of karate, no weapons.
Right.
I have a problem people wanting to do that. Should I put more stuff involved into the program?
Okay, so you're saying that they're either not going to sign, they're either going to go to the leadership program or they're not going to join at all.
That's correct.
So why would, first off, how much is your basic program cost?
The introductory program is $120 a month, and the basic program is $135.
Okay, so the entrance, and then how much is your leadership program?
$150.
Okay, so it's really not that major jump, a major jump. So the thing that you have to look at is why are they not joining the basic program? It's not so much that you're not offering that much. It may be that they have you've sold the leadership program and all its bells and whistles so well that they don't want to be in the other program because it sounds like it's not worth it.
Right.
So what I would suggest to you is start from the top and work your way back, and make them all sound appealing. But at the same time, you know, you don't want to undersell your lowest program, as you know, it's not worth it to them. You want to make sure that that's appealing to them as well. So you need to. I don't know. You might want to packet some other things in there, but I still say I think it's just a matter of sales.
All right. Also, I have a, it's not a problem. It's a good thing. My whole program is designed as a family program.
Okay.
My adults and the children are in the same classes.
Okay.
And I'm trying to start up an adult program, and no one's wanted to do it.
Okay. Well, are you trying to take the existing adults that you have and bump them up into your program, into like just an adult program?
Yes. And the new adults, they like the family program, but I wouldn't mind teaching at a higher and harder pace.
Well, you know what you need to do is, what is your student enrollment? How many students do you have?
I have, let me see here, 120 students.
Okay, 120 is good. And out of them, though, how many adults?
About 20.
Okay, well, that's why you have a small amount of adults. So you only have 20 people to pick from. You know what? I would put the class into action, and then eventually it'll fill up. Once you start marketing to it, eventually you get one or two, and then three and four, and then all of a sudden you'll feel the class, and you'll see it'll be full. Really, it's most important that you definitely, that you just got to, you don't have the numbers right now. So it's hard to, you know, to see it. You're not going to get that much interest because the people you have that are probably the adults that are training are very happy training with their families. So just work on getting those numbers up and get more students through the door, more adults through the door, and cater to them and market to them and advertise to them and set the class up. You'll get the people through the door. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions?
Allie, it's Brent up here at United Martial Arts Academies.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. I had a kind of an inverse problem.
Okay.
I started my black belt club actually about 8 years ago with the NATMUS Black Belt Club.
Right.
And it was a great hit. I've always had for 20 years a leadership and support team of assistants, and they would, you know, we train them once a week, and they help assist in the classes and maintain the dojo and such.
Right.
But I've never charged for that.
Okay.
In exchange for helping me, they got onto the team.
Okay.
About 3 years ago, I decided, you know what, why would I want people on a leadership team who weren't in the Black Belt Club?
Okay.
It would be a bad example, so I mandated you had to be on the Black Belt Club program to be eligible for the leadership team.
Okay.
Now I'm hearing what you're saying, and most people are, that you better have at least another level or two of membership to upgrade.
Right.
And I'm wondering, what do you offer? So if I form my leadership team now becomes a leadership program, what do I offer in exchange for the financial upgrade?
Okay. Well, in my team leadership character development program that I have, we have every Saturday morning we do a half an hour class. They actually sit through a class, and we actually teach life skills. I mean, no joke that every seminar I've ever attended, which was, you know, from Tony Robbins to Deepak Chopra to Brian Tracy to Franklin Covey, time management programs, we teach that to our people that are in this team leadership character development program. And there's people from 9 years old or 8 years old on up to adults in this program. So we actually take these systems, all the knowledge that I've ever gone through, whatever seminars, and I've compiled it into weekly half-an-hour classes with homework. And then you sell that. Like I've spent $3,000 at a Tony Robbins seminar, so I don't feel uncomfortable charging.
Same here. I have no problem charging them for those skills. Now, do you also run a black belt club?
We do have a black belt club, but I hate the word black belt, but like you, I started it so long ago.
I've already got the
bandwagon, I got the name and so on. Yeah.
So.
But,
now, those are separate entities then?
Yes, my Black Belt Club is separate and my Masters Elite program is separate. Let me quickly tell you how I do my Black Belt Club. I made my Black Belt Club specifically different than everyone else's or a majority of the schools. In my Black Belt Club, all my students get for the extra, and I don't really know the price, but I think it's at least $400 plus a year more. They get a different uniform, which is a heavy quilted judo gi with a special Black Belt Club patch. They get one class on the last Monday of the month, specifically for Black Belt Club members only. And there's one for little kids, teenagers, and adults. So they have 12 classes a year, which takes me 12 classes that I cancel for my other classes, and they get 3 specialty seminars where I bring in world-renowned teachers, but mostly local friends of mine that do jiu-jitsu, or they may do weaponry, or they may do kickboxing, and they'll come in and do the seminar, and that's all they get. They get 15 classes a year total at 1 hour. So it's 15 hours, and they get the uniform, the patch, and they get 10% off on all gear sales. And that's what I charge extra for.
That's fairly similar. In our Black Belt Club, we're doing a weekly instead of a monthly hour. I do an hour a week with them. They get 5% off and 10% off the shop. And I discount them at any of the seminars of the masters I bring in.
Well, that's interesting because I use the discount for seminars on my Masters Elite program. So the next step up, if you're in the Masters Elite program, you get everything that the Black Belt Club got, and you get an additional patch, which is a nice back patch, which goes on the back of the gi, says Masters Elite. You get that patch, and you get 3 additional seminars, and then we have a retreat that we do at a ranch upstate New York, and they get to come to the retreat for free.
So then that's what I was wondering is that in this, if I upgrade from Black Belt Club to Masters Elite Training Program, you still get the Black Belt Club benefits.
Yes, you get all the Black Belt Club benefits.
So you're not running a separate class for your Masters Elite and a separate class for your Black Belt Club.
Yeah, that's how I tied it in. Masters Elite people are proud to wear the patch, and they get the extra seminars. And the seminar, like for instance, when I brought in Frank Shamrock, Masters Elite people came for free. Black Belt Club people were allowed to come to that seminar, but they only paid $55. And non-Black Belt Club or Masters Elite paid $85 for the seminar.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I'm able to tie it in, and every rank has privileges, so do certain programs.
Exactly. Okay. So it sounds like, and then the leadership is just the same thing in a separate program.
Absolutely. And also instructor training program as well.
Yep. That sounds like the next logical step for me.
Yeah, you need to get – you just need to put –
because I also lost – I've got junior black belts and black belts who are in the Black Belt Club, got their black belt, and even though it's obviously I've explained you could still be a black belt in the Black Belt Club,
right.
They kind of felt like they'd done the curriculum, they had it
exactly.
All. Why stay a member?
That's where that name killed us.
Yeah, so that's
even
why
certain people might not sign up to the Black Belt Club, like new members, because they'll go, I don't know, I'm not really ready for that commitment yet.
Yeah.
And it really has, in my school, it has nothing to do
nothing
with
nothing to do with black belt, right.
Exactly.
It's a totally separate, you learn separate weapons, non-curriculum material.
Absolutely.
All right, excellent. Well, I'm going to get on that then.
Thank you very much. Yeah, email me if you have any further questions, and
I can definitely send
you some info. Anybody else out there?
Hey, Allie.
Yes?
What would be some good examples for everybody as far as other name than Black Belt Club? I've already got a Black Belt Club, so it's already there.
Well, you know what? I would think of, you could call it anything, but at the same time, I would just not tie it into anything involving, rank. Like, for instance, we thought of the Masters Club, but then we were really afraid of the word Masters, because if we went from Black Belt Club to the Masters Club, people would have to be Masters in order to be in the Masters Club, so that's why we just called it Masters Elite. Maybe elite program or, whatever. You could come up with initials. It's what would be cool? I always do this. Whenever I want to come up with ideas, I'll send out a mass email to all my clients, all the students, and I have every one of them, all 1,200 students on our database, and also my friends, and I send it out and say, I need a favor. We're trying to come up with a program. Can you give me your opinion on it and tell me what you think would be a good idea? And we get some crazy stuff, but then we get some stuff that is just so cool that I would have never thought of from, like, teenagers and, like, little kids and their parents that don't do martial arts. So poll your people. Do a little consensus of what's going on. Try to find out what they think. And you come up with some great ideas. Plus it makes people make it into a contest. If anyone comes up with the name and you choose the name and you like the name, that you'll give them, I don't know, a gift certificate to the local Italian restaurant or sushi bar or a free set of fighting gear. And, you know, the name, and you make it into a contest and build a little buzz around it. And it's all just, and even if the program hasn't been launched yet, it's a way to launch it and market it and get it out to the general public. It's basically subtle marketing. Make sense?
Definitely.
Oh, great. Any other questions? Anybody else? We're doing good. I like the questions are pretty informative and helpful to everybody. So I like it so far. Are we still on upgrades? Okay. Let me ask this. I'm going to ask a general question to you guys out there right now, to everybody. Maybe everybody could chime in or a few people tell me. What is the consensus so far of the summertime for people? Was it a tough summer? Was it very, very slow? And when I say slow, I mean on new enrollments and attendance. How does everyone feel about that? Did we have a tough summer that went by? Did everyone feel the kind of pressure of it, or was it a good summer for people? Can you guys give me your opinion on that?
This is Chuck Crow.
Chuck, how are you?
Good. The last 4 years, especially the last 2 years, my summers, I expected to slow down and give me some time to do some upgrades as far as in the office.
Right.
And I was swamped.
Oh, good.
This year, this last summer, it seemed to have slowed down. Now, I was in a head-on collision back in July 5th, so it took me out of the picture for about a month or so.
Okay.
But even still, it just really, I think I, maybe because I wasn't here, I wasn't active, and I wasn't really pushing the advertising and
right.
some other things, that might have slowed it down. But this was probably my slowest year I had.
Okay.
It wasn't a bad year, but it was slower than
the past years.
Yeah, the past years.
Interesting. Do you see it picking up now?
Yes.
Okay. All right, great. How about any other people?
Brent, up at United Martial Arts. Allie, my summer attendance was the highest I've ever had.
Great. And where are you located?
I'm up in northern New England. I have schools in Maine and New Hampshire.
Perfect. Okay.
And we have a really short summer, obviously, up here.
Yeah.
So our new student enrollment is always dead. And,
okay.
And I've almost learned not to spend a lot of money trying to change that. It's,
right.
It's a kind of an environmental hazard.
Okay.
But what I did do is I've instituted martial arts camps, summer camps, a variety.
Great.
We have a week-long camp where we do off-site. We have a weekend camp on-site. We have a weekend camp off-site. We have an adult camp with Whitewater. And it's kind of dual-fold. One, it helps the income, obviously, during the
sure.
summer months.
Sure.
But two, I find that because they're participating in those activities, at least 75% of the student base is somehow involved in at least one of those.
Right, right.
They're in class.
That's
they're attending
great.
Class before and after those programs.
Good.
Whereas in years past, the attendance dropped down, because there was no, you know, they were out of the loop.
Yeah.
In this way, they needed to get their information about the camp. And then after camp, they wanted to come in and go over the weapons form they learned or
yeah.
show off. And
well, you did the most important thing, and what you did was you established the need and the desire for them to be there rather than be out. And that's the biggest problem, I think, with summer. I think the biggest mistake parents make is they say, well, we're going to take the summer off. And then what happens is inevitably it hinders the growth of the student, and a majority of them quit.
Have you ever had a student take the summer off?
I've had
just the summer?
I've had a few people take it and come back, but not your question is totally
I'm still
right.
waiting.
Yeah, no, I agree that the majority, and I was about to say that, the majority of people who took the summer off eventually took the rest of their life off.
Yeah.
You know, so I try to always encourage the parents not to do that, but there are those people that just don't get it. And it's hard, but at the same time, you know, we need to make sure that we tie them in. Like a good buddy of mine who runs Nakata Schools of Self-Defense in Kings Park, New York, Comac, and Northport, New York, he has this crazy, wacky Wednesday, he calls it. And through the month of July and June and July, every single Wednesday is something new. He has Red, White, and Blue Day, where they have to wear any clothing that's red, white, and blue. He has Red, White, and Blue Hair Day on another day. The next Wednesday, he has Ice Cream Day, where after they're done with their class, they have pots of ice cream that they just give out to the kids when they leave. And the adults, and it doesn't matter what age, but whoever comes to class, it's Wacky Wednesday. And his Wednesday attendances are just unbelievable. So people are coming and running to get there because it's just a way for them to express themselves. Then he has Wacky Wednesday, Crazy Hair Day, Buddy Day, you know, where the kids are going, you got to come to my karate school. Let's just get our hair done really nutty and crazy and look silly. And they come. And I know some parents and some martial arts schools might cringe, you know, the traditionalists may cringe at this concept. But you know what? Our whole goal is I've gone from being the hardcore basement guru to being a guy who's a commercially run martial arts school with 1,200 students, but I have serious martial arts going in my school that my teacher in Japan smiles when he comes to my school. But at the same time, I put these things in the program to keep motivation going. And what we need to do is constantly do that. We got to keep our students coming back for more. We want them happy. We want them to want to be with us. Like this past week, we were just up at my retreat, and we had about 70 participants at our sleepaway camp, which is up on my ranch. I have a 20-acre ranch where people stay tent and we train.
Nice.
And we do tactical paintball training, actually, where we had one of my buddies who teaches the Colorado SWAT team fly in, and he taught people how to do hand signals, how to work in a V formation, single file, go through encampments and be able to find cover. How we did concealment and camouflage, and everybody and anybody, they just loved it. It was so much fun. Just a great, great program. So anything that we could do to motivate our people is very, very important. Anybody else, anything's going on out there that other people that had a summer, a good summer, bad summer? No? Okay. Well, it's been a quiet conference call. There's no doubt there. It's like pulling teeth. I just want to give you guys – I'm going to give you guys a request next time. When any consultant is trying to do certain things and they're trying to give you some feedback and trying to get the people in, it's best to chime in. But at the same time, too, you guys can email me questions anytime on anything that you'd like to know about. And I think that right now the focus of maximizing our potential for the fall season, the 5 points that I gave are just 5 small points. If you go on the Member Solutions website, you'll be able to download a whole bunch. If you go to my takingittothenextlevel.com site, it's takingittothenextlevel.com. You could go on that website. We have a ton of different things for the back to schools rush. We have some ads. We have a list of the 10 best things to do for marketing. There's a ton of things on there. And if you email me, we could arrange to get you into the site to check it out on a trial membership. And I always encourage you guys, everyone out there, to email me, and I'll give you my email address. And I say this, I'm not just saying it so that you just hear it. I really want you guys to know that I'm available. I enjoy doing consulting and meeting people. I've made some of my best friends since I've been on Member Solutions team. So you guys can email me with any questions at any time. And my email address is as follows. It's R-E-N-S-H-I Renshi. That's R-E-N-S-H-I-L-I Ninja, N-I-N-J-A at AOL.com. That's Renshi, L-I-Ninja at AOL.com. Or you could contact me via the weekly emails that I send out. On the bottom, it has the link to my Member Solutions mailbox. But my direct email is Renshi, L-I-Ninja at AOL.com. Or you could call my school at any time, and you could, you know, pick my brain there. And I would, if I were you, check out my website as well, because we're finding now, since we renovated our website, we did a major amount of changes to our website. It's quite unbelievable that we're getting about like 5 to 6 inquiries a week on our website. Now, this is over the course of my 5 schools. I'm getting at least five inquiries. So people are calling up after we're calling. Actually, they're emailing me, and I'm calling them up and setting up trial classes for free memberships. So we're signing a few up a month off our website alone. And that's important. But check out my website. It's lininja.com, L-I-N-I-N-J-A.com. And the reason why I also say this, too, is if you want to get an idea of how to set your schedule up, we have 5 different schools with 5 different schedules. You could go on there and take a look. In my headquarters school, we teach 68 classes a week. And then you could get an idea of the smaller schools, how we start off, what the schedule is like, and how we kind of set it up so that it's comfortable and doable for parents. There's also a huge amount of testimonials on there, so you guys can get an idea of how you could set that up, because that's very important. Websites are not glorified resumes. Basically, what they are is a huge marketing campaign. They shouldn't be anything more than a glorified marketing campaign for your potentially new students. You can have a section for students, could be password protected, or like on my website, it says new students, existing students. You could click on either section. And there's really cool things like photo days and pictures and so on. We have submissions where parents could send in articles and ask questions. Go over the website and get an idea and email me with what you think, you think is good and bad. I'd love to hear from you. So anyway, last chance for a last question because we have about 3 or 4 minutes left. So anybody chime in or any comments, compliments, criticisms, just lay it on me. Anybody?
I had a quick one.
Sure.
This is Jennifer Dye with American Colleges of Karate at the
How are you?
Good.
Great.
I was looking at your buddy days. Do you offer the students anything for bringing a friend in, or what?
Well, we do. That goes back to our referral program. It's an ongoing thing. If they bring in a buddy and that buddy joins, they're going to get a referral for it. And quickly, over the course of my referral program, for every new member someone gets to join a yearly program in my school, they get $50.
Oh, okay.
And then they get a gift besides. So they'll get $50 for every student, and then the first student, they get a shirt. The second student, they get a gear bag. The third student, they'll get gear. The fourth, they'll get a jacket. And the fifth student they get to join in our school, they get the year for free.
Wow.
So, okay. In essence, we give away $250 and about maybe $200 in gear, so that's like $500 and a year for free. So in our program, it's a heavy referral program, but at the same time, it brings us to probably about 80% of our business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's very powerful. So, yeah, that's the whole goal, is to get them to come in off of those referrals.
That's great.
But that's a great question.
Okay.
Any other ones? No? Anybody else for a last question? Okay. All right, guys. I wanted to say thanks so much for our conference call. I really appreciate you listening. I hope that everyone in Member Solutions, PPS and APS, is getting some of the benefits from my weekly emails. I hope that I'm able to establish more friendships with people out there. I also would love to see more of you get on the one-on-one calls. I don't know if you're aware, but you could call up Member Solutions and set up a specific time to be on the phone with myself and Melody Schumann. And you should definitely take advantage of these conference calls and download them and put them in your car or burn them onto CDs so that you can give them to your staff to listen to. And there's just so much that Member Solutions is offering. It is probably one of the leading billing company out there in the martial arts, and it is now becoming probably the guiding force and power to consulting as well. Also, don't forget, you could get a free month on my website at takingittothenextlevel.com. Just email me at RenchiLINinja@AOL.com and ask me for a free month and take advantage of this program, because this program, Taking It to the Next Level, is probably the most dynamic business curriculum for martial arts school owners. I just want to say thanks for listening today. Kathy, thanks very much for being online with me. And everybody, have a great, great day, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you very much, Allie.
Thank you.
No, my pleasure.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. Hope to hear from you on email.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Great day.